Hey, Donna Daniels here, back with your next module, the analysis tool to find the real you. Okay, have you ever wondered why a particular MC with a certain style goes well on stage and you try and copy them and you flop? Okay, why did they go so well? And why did you die? Well, in this module, I'm going to give you an analysis tool to help you find your real true self. This can't be learned in books. Actually, Carl Jung devised this personality analysis tool many, many years ago when he categorized personalities into four quadrants. So what I'm going to do is use his method, but I'm going to categorize MC styles into four quadrants as well. So you see it up on the screen, right? These are the four quadrants. We've got the storyteller, the factual, the entertainer, and the whacker. Okay, these are the four basic styles of MCs. So which one do you fall into? Let me explain what each category means. Basically, the storyteller MC. This type of MC is great at explaining things, telling people a story. They also love to elaborate on scripts. They can be a little bit more logical than other people, and also they don't really like to ever offend people. The factual MC. It's just that, someone who loves presenting facts. They love to build up the suspense. They're great presenters and they've got a very smooth, sharp, direct delivery. The entertainer. Okay, this type of MC, they're just that. They're an entertainer. They like visual comedy, very expressive, very charismatic, full of confidence. They like to wear crazy costumes, crazy gear, even like to throw in a bit of slapstick humor. The whacker MC. This type of MC is exactly that. They whack. They don't mince words. They tell it like it is. They're actually usually very quick-witted. They have a comeback for everything. And this type of MC can even be offensive and the audience will not get offended. So what you have to analyze is, which quadrant do you think you fall into? Okay, now the problem lies when your true character is in one quadrant, but you try and copy a person who actually is very genuine in another quadrant. This is what makes you appear fake, and that's why you can flop. So how do you find out which quadrant you should really be in? Okay, it's pretty simple. I want you to go back in time to when you're about 10 years old and ask yourself, what were you naturally like as a 10-year-old? Were you a storyteller? Or did you just love facts and figures, reporting things as they are? Were you always an entertainer, always wanting to be the center of the attention, always on show? Or were you a wise guy, always coming up with one line as a real smart aleck? Now, don't get me wrong, one's not better than another. No one quadrant is better than another quadrant. They're all great. But the thing is, if you don't know which one you really are, then you don't know where you fit. If you don't know where you fit, then the audience won't find you authentic and they won't be able to relate to you. You'll only connect with your audience genuinely and on a very deep level when you're coming from that part that's your true heart, where you're really genuine and you're really real. Guys, this is where you're going to score. This is where there'll be no holding you back and your natural tendencies will just automatically come to the fore. For example, I'm in the entertainer quadrant. Okay, that's my natural thing. I was like that as a 10-year-old. However, I did see an MC once and he was a whacker. And I really laughed at everything he did. So I thought, okay, I'm going to try and be a whacker. But it actually didn't come from my core. It didn't come from my heart. I tried to copy this person, and I was going through the motions, but it didn't resonate with me. So what happened? Did I do well? No, I didn't. The audience didn't like me in that mode. So I learned that lesson very fast, and I never tried to ever be like that again. So a great example of different quadrants are comedians. You see many different types of comedians out there. They run the full spectrum. You've got your wacky slapstick comedian And then it goes all the way to the other end with the dry, caustic comedian who really stabs you right through the heart with his words or her words. They're all successful. We love them all. The audience like every one of them. But if they're successful at who they are, it doesn't matter what style they follow. All that matters is the audience accept that this is what you are really genuinely like. As long as you're authentic, identify yourself, ground yourself, and excel in your quadrant, then the audience will see the real you. Once you get your core structure right, of course you're going to have to be in the other quadrants from time to time. I mean, as MCs, when we go on, we have to be the factual MC reporting things. And sometimes we might even have to be the storyteller, reading scripts and things like that. But when it's your time to shine, when you have time to be your true self, that's when whichever quadrant you're in, naturally, authentically, from your heart, what you were like as a 10-year-old, this is when you have to shine. I'm not saying you can't model people or copy people, but if you do, you have to make sure that they're in your quadrant. You're copying someone and their style from the quadrant that you are really authentic and where you really resonate from. But a cautionary warning here. If you can't identify the real you and you send mixed signals to the audience, you're never going to find your real power, and there'll always be a gap between you and the audience. This is actually one of the precision parts that make up great MCs. If you want an audience to be in sync with you, you have got to be in sync with yourself. And this is never their fault, it's yours. So this is how important this module is. So if we look at the key points here, number one, you have to find the real you. Point number two, you have to decide what is your core quadrant. And point number three, you have to authentically live your core quadrant style, especially when you're on stage. Now, the action steps for this module. Action step number one, what was your natural tendency as a 10-year-old? And remember here, I'm not saying how others saw you, but what you knew you were really like inside. So action step number two, write down at least three traits you had as a 10-year-old so you can analyze which quadrant you really fit into. And point number three, but once you've analyzed what quadrant you fit into, find someone you really like who fits into that same quadrant as you and start modeling their style. But once you're modeling someone, you're going to have to still give it your own spin. So remember, build your business, make more money, and make impact as an MC. Be genuine, stay real, and be awesome. Hey, Donna Daniels here.